Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a Reaction Monday. We are reacting to a pretty tough loss for your Texans on Sunday. They fall with a last-second field goal. 18-15 was the final in favor of the Broncos. 713-572-4610 is the number to get in. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Well, first of all, happy Monday, question mark, to
John happy Lopez. Monday, happy Monday, question mark. You know what's funny? You guys know this, and our listeners know this. Sometimes even after I sleep on it, I come in here and I'm kind of hot. You know, just sort of like it's just still lingering. I'm still mad about something. You know what's weird? I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad today. It's almost like it's a combo meal of resignation, confusion, not really surprised. Was anybody surprised in the second half? Was anybody surprised when things started to go that way?
I mean, yes and no, because I wasn't.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that we've been talking about for the entirety of the season kind of showed up in various different ways. But at the same time, like, there's something in you, and maybe it's just the hope that mm-hmm. exists.
Yeah, oh, sure.
That imagines that, all right, but it's not going to go down like that for real, right? And then just slowly. Three and out, after three and out, after four and out, after five and out, that hope drains, and you're just like, oh, wow, well, it really is going to go down like this. They're actually going to take a game in which that might have been one of the ugliest football games that I've had the pleasure, of watching, right? Like, just that was a long game. It was an ugly game. And the thing that sitting next to Sean Bajani during that game, I was like, well, at least the good thing is you got the lead before – a lot of the terrible, no good stuff started happening before the rock fight really started in earnest.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, if this is a rock fight and you have a lead, that gives you an opportunity, and it just drained and it drained and it drained until you had a redo of week two versus Tampa with Bo Nix playing the role of Baker Mayfield, you know, scrambling on a late down, picking up a first down, and then ultimately
almost
setting up the game.
Almost the exact same spot. But the overarching feelings I have today are kind of confusion and intrigue. And this
intrigue.
Is, yeah, and I'm intrigued in this, and I'm curious how you guys feel, if you feel the same way. From the very, very start, D'Amico Ryans and company have talked about you need to be tough. You know, you need to have discipline, to do your job. Yesterday, he talked about willpower. You know, he was specifically talking about the red zone, but you got to have willpower and, quote, displacing guys. And what I'm intrigued and confused about with all that is I think they had that. I think this line, by and large, we're in the right spots. They are tough guys. They are, quote unquote, doing their job by and large. Obviously, we're going to talk about some things where they didn't, but I think it's just as simple as this. They're just not good. You know, and that's the resignation, and that's the intrigue. He went on the podium yesterday, he being D'Amico Ryans, and said the same thing. It's just about being tough, guys, about willpower, about displacing guys, about, do your job. I don't think they were awful when it came to doing the things that they ask. They're just not good enough. And I think he's kind of confusing himself.
There was a frustration along those lines with that, but I kind of want to raise the question to the general audience. What do you think lost the Texans this game if you had to try and isolate a single thing? And I think that the exercise will probably get us to a point where we look up and we go, oh, there's a lot of little things. It's a lot, because you're right. You talk about the idea of, you know, just doing your job, or, you know, the thing that kind of got to me in the audio with D'Amico, or with, you know, when he steps to the podium after the game, is it's the same, it's a similar refrain, and it's not even just the idea that it's the same refrain. It's that it makes me, so much of it is just, we need to do better. We need to execute better. We just need to, and it's like the margins are so thin in ways that at what point do we not get to a place where you're kind of banging your head up against the wall and you look and you go, hey, this is not the strong suit of this team. Let's do something different. If I had to answer my own question that I put forward as to what lost this team the game, it's the red zone. It is a supreme inability to get 2 yards when 2 yards are there. Shout out to Texans Cap, because I saw he posted this morning. He went and kind of isolated for touchdowns scored within 2 yards of the goal line for any team in the NFL. 31 teams have scored within 2 yards, scored at least a touchdown when they've been within 2 yards of an end zone. Do you know who has not scored?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure I do.
I don't know. Figgy, you might be able to know the NFL team that through 9 weeks has not scored a touchdown when they're within two yards. Do you know what it is?
I don't know. Tell me.
It's the Houston Texans, man. Like, and this, there's something to the idea that D'Amico Ryans, in fact, you know what? Let's hear it, because I don't want to keep saying it. This is D'Amico Ryans' cut 11. This was him asked about getting turned around with the offense and, you know, what it takes in the red zone.
For us offensively, again, it all goes back to, and it's in the red zone. We got to do a better job of finding a way to get in the end zone. Like, if we can't get in the end zone, score points, it's going to be hard.
Okay, so I agree with you. That to me, if I had to say one thing, it would be that. But I think that speaks to my point, my intrigue and confusion. Like, I don't think they necessarily, there wasn't a lot of blown assignments in the red zone. Nobody went the wrong direction. They were just flat out, they got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Like that to me is the confusion. And he's up there saying, you know, gotta have the willpower. They had the willpower, man.
To some degree, I think that there's instances where, like,
no, I think completely they did. Like Jake Andrews was in the right spot and got put on his ass. Jake Andrews is a tough guy. He earned this job because he's one of those tough guys that does everything right and has the willpower and all that. We've heard them talk. We've heard their offensive line talk about it. D'Amico Ryans talk about it. Nick Cayley talk about it. I think they're just not good enough.
Well, I don't disagree with you there, right? But I will point down to, like, obviously you end up with a penalty that pulls you off of that.
Well, that's separate.
Line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I'm talking
but
about, like, when they were,
that's separate.
When
I
they
think
were,
that's part of it.
No. But what I'm saying is, on the plays that they ran cleanly inside the 2 yard line, they were all doing the right job. They were all going to the right spots. They were all tough guys and got their ass kicked.
Yes, I mean, but you're separating out some data points where you're not executing clearly in those places. But
no,
I think,
no, again, we're talking about two different things.
I think that those are the same thing, man.
Not,
making sure
not,
that you're clean
not,
in those instances.
They're not the same thing. What you're talking about is a penalty that pushed them back. What I'm talking about, the plays they got off.
I'm with you on the plays that they got off.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ignore the instances, but I don't think that we need to go back and forth on that, because I think we're aligned close enough on the idea of when they have lined up. There was a play where you have Lake and Tomlinson there at left guard, where, you know, a player is going to slide in and be able to stop a play. That happens from time to time.
Yeah.
with any team, right? Whether you're good on the offensive line or not. The one play where I think about the most on the goal line of the six, mind you, when you're right there under the shadow of your own goal, or you know, right there, right, almost at pay dirt, whatever, was you have British Brooks running into a gap that has been created by your offensive line, all blocking the right way, and it's just Drake Greenlaw beating you to a spot. In fact, you even have on that play, because it's I formation, British Brooks is at the fullback. I believe it's Woody Marks as your tailback who is motioning to the left. That actually gets Dre Greenlaw to move. Like, you get everything that you want on that play, except Dre Greenlaw is able to put his foot in the dirt, trigger, get to the meet British Brooks in the hole, and he's just better. Like, Dre Greenlaw is at some point all pro level player, and he got British Brooks running into that gap. Like, you're right. I think that some of this is also an acknowledgement that, you know, this team, it just does not have the talent offensively. However, before I even get to the however, and this has been a team that is all season, all the way from the offseason, is like, we don't need to have the best talent. We just need to overcome that talent with our execution. And you're right. The red zone did feel like it showed that is a far-fetched idea, the idea you're going to overcome with talent. But I also want to meet that with, when you do not have an advantage or even maybe at a disadvantage with talent, that's where I hope that coaching overcomes some of that.
Yeah.
And seeing, I'm glad you mentioned that. Something in me died watching a goal line stand or an opportunity there where you just run into the muck four times in a row.
Right.
Or enough time and time, especially when you consider that this is also a stark deviation from the other times where a few weeks ago when you were in that circumstance and you throw, you know, three times in a row and are not able to get in. And one, that does speak to the idea that you're just not good enough in those spaces. But then two, it feels like this is the best that we have to offer in this circumstance that is so crucial, turning, you know, 7-3, which then ultimately bites you in the ass on the back end of this game because your coordinator is not able to not even just like give you an innovative play on that goal line. It's already tough enough. We see red zone being a really tough circumstance for a lot of teams in the National Football League. Not that I'm creating excuses, but understanding in context. Right. You can't even give me a mix of run pass.
No, exactly. But, and I'm glad you mentioned the way that they have been calling plays as well. But I think it comes down to they believe in an illusion, and it's become a delusion.
Yeah.
And nothing illustrates that more than their own final drive with a minute left. D'Amico had seen, he had seen what was happening. He had seen that they have 87 yards in the second half. They weren't able to do anything. And then they go back and give the Broncos the opportunity to win the game. And that's a delusion. They were delusional there. But they've created this illusion with, we're tough, we're strong, you know, all these things that I've said, willpower and all that. They actually, I don't know what's worse, them believing it or expecting us to believe it. This is D'Amico talking about it.
Yeah, the thought there, we wanted to get some quick passes to get us moving. We're trying to drive down and, of course, you know, try to get in field goal range to have a couple quick incompletions. It was not the plan at all for us.
It was not the plan, but it was what was happening. Like I said, the best way I can put it is they've created this illusion, and it's become a delusion. That was delusional to believe that you could get the ball in that situation. At that, was it 13-yard line, something like that? At that place in the field and go, hey, let's get some quick passes. Let's move it on down the field. Nah, man. Nah, that's not how it should have gone.
Hey, John, I feel like I found myself in debt this, you know, just in my lifetime because making less than $1 million a year was not in my plan. No, I mean, but this is the circumstances. You have to be able to be adaptable and understand what's happening. And I was very frustrated by that, just like I think you were. Would you like to play a game here where we go, you know, go by drive for this Texans team in this game and just look at what even just the second half. Because
second half is like the most obvious one.
Like we've gotten 12 minutes in the show. We haven't mentioned that, you know, obviously C.J. Stroud is, you know, concussed and is lost early on in the second quarter in this game. And then Davis Mills has to come in. I acknowledge that any NFL team that has to go to their backup, and especially without the benefit of preparation of a week going into the week.
Right.
That's a tough proposition. I don't want to ignore that. But that's also should factor in to your game plan. So you have that, all right, second quarter, maybe I can even give you some grace there. Let's get to the second half for your Houston Texans. We begin in the second half, drive number one, field goal. Hey, look at that. Putting points on the board, great. Punt. That's the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth quarter. Punt. punt, punt, game.
Yeah.
Right? And mind you, that is, let me take that back to the top. After you get that field goal, three and out punt, three and out punt, start the fourth quarter, five and out punt, four and out punt because you had a penalty in there, mm-hmm. and then three and out punt, three and out punt. Right? You had established a pretty solid trend in that game that your offense was not moving the football. And so I think I understand the idea, oh, we want to throw the football. In that instance, you need to be realistic and understand this offense has not been able to get it done as currently constituted with the circumstances of not having CJ and having Davis in, right? You have not been able to move the football. You get that ball with 1 minute and 24 seconds. Me personally, and this isn't even the benefit of foresight, forethought, whatever you want to see, or hindsight is what I'm thinking about in that instance. We're sitting up there in the press box and saying, okay, look, you're going to run this out, try and get to, you know, go get to overtime so that you can give. I understand. You're going to still need to go score a touchdown, right? Or go score some points.
Anything, yeah.
But if you get to overtime, maybe you get a good return, right? Maybe you're able to, maybe if your defense on the field first, maybe you can get a turnover, right? Maybe you have just more time to possibly matriculate your offense down mm-hmm. the field. 124 with the way that this offense was working, that was an additional defender that was playing against you. And you decided we're going to try and do the thing that has not been working. I understand running the football probably wouldn't have got you anywhere. I think I was very much convinced mm-hmm. that I had no belief in this offense.
But why are you
not
playing, you know, let's get to overtime. You have a whole quarter. Maybe there's a break. You get better field position, all that. And that goes back to my initial takeaway here. I'm more confused because they're fooling themselves. It's like, all right, so let's say, Figgy, you know, every time you walk out your back door, there's a little dog that bites your ankle. You walk out the door, how many was it? Seven drives
in the second half. One of them is a field goal, the remaining six are punts.
You walk out your back door six times and that dog bites your ankle. You think you're going to walk out the seventh and it's not? That's what they're doing. That's what they're saying, like, look, willpower, you know, doing your job, discipline, being tough. I don't doubt any of those things, but it doesn't matter when you can't.
You ain't going to outpower the Denver Broncos defense like that.
Willpower is not going to get you out of that situation. In fact, willpower and your belief and fooling yourself into thinking that it's different lost you the game.
Especially because, again, I think that was a moment in which you had an opportunity for game planning, or maybe not game plan, that's not the right word, but like game management to possibly give you
a chance
or maybe pull back closer the difference in that game. It's not like the Broncos offense was that much better in that game, mm-hmm. right? I think that there was an opportunity for you to try and make up the difference of what you lost by CJ Stroud getting down by having your coaching make some really good decisions there. And
then you gave him life.
That was left on the table.
Then you gave him life. You gave him field position. Bo Nix decides to do what Bo Nix has been prone to do in the fourth quarter. And boom, you lose the game. They're fooling themselves. If I had to just funnel it down into one thing, they're fooling themselves. They are tough. They are all these things. But they're fooling themselves to think that that's what's going to win a game. The talent is going to win the game when you've got tough guys and they don't have it.
And then on top of that, right, you talk about the talent winning you a game. How about one of the best talents that we've seen thus far this year? One of the few guys that you could look at from Nick Casario, in his offseason and go, wow, good acquisition. Jalen Noel got 11 offensive snaps in this game.
11. Christian Kirk got 41.
And I'm not even sure like that buried you per se, but again, what lost you this game? It's a lot of these little things. Mm-hmm. I would say specifically not being able to score a touchdown in the red zone. Obviously, this is a 3-point game, and if you can give yourself four additional points in one of those circumstances, boom, you're in a different place. But it's the little things. I think you're right. Probably the actual answer is just a level of delusion from mm-hmm. this team thinking that, you know, just we're just going to tough it out. We're just going to thug it out. We're just going to want it more to get ourselves to victories. And now you're 3-5. Looking up at a lot of teams in the AFC, a lot of teams that seem to be going pretty well in the AFC, and I don't know how good I can feel about this team at this moment.
Man, being tough and all that stuff, it's so important, but you got to have the talent. That's these kinds of things that they're talking about that I've mentioned multiple times in this segment, that's what might win you in a game in high school or Division III or whatever. You know, being a good, tough, physical, you know, all things being equal, all that team. This is the NFL. You're not good enough, you're going to lose. And they weren't good enough.
Definitely weren't good enough on the day. There's a lot to talk about in this game, 18-15 loss to the Denver Broncos. Let's keep talking about that. We got through the whole first segment, and we really didn't talk very much about one of the biggest things that happened in this game. CJ Stroud goes down with a concussion. How did you feel about the play? And, you know, not necessarily that we're looking forward already, but Do you think that this team is already done if Davis Mills has to come out and play? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.